something like that. It was either the red or white sugar cane. Mm-hmm.
We've made it since we've been here.
Oh, yeah, I've made it.
We used to grow cane.
Several years, yeah.
Had a big old boil out in the cook syrup.
I've got the boiler and cane mill now.
And barrels, then to put it up, we either jarred it or put it in bottles, which found out that it had a much better taste than the old barrel syrup, you know. And that's the way we save what we've saved since we've been here, made and saved, you know.
Would it make any difference in what you call it, whether the syrup is real thick or it's fairly thin?
Well, Will would just said, well, the syrup's good and thick, or either, well, the syrup's no good, it's too thin.
He thinks it's no good because it's when it's thin, because he likes it thick enough to cut with a knife almost. Mm-hmm. he likes for it to pile up on his bread, you know.
I don't want it when you've got to take two biscuits to hem it up.
Let me see, if you go to the grocery store and get your groceries, what does he put the groceries in to carry them home?
Well, some people have a grocery basket. We don't have, we've always just used the paper bags, like they put them in
grocery bags
at the store, you know, they put them in them great big ones, you know, the smaller packages in them great big ones. And grocery bags, I guess, is what you'd call them.
What about the cloth ones that you might get rice or something like that in?
Crocus bags?
No, it wouldn't be crocus or rice. Rice and...
And maybe flour?
Oh. Feed. Rice and flour. Well, some of it come in... Some people call it cheesecloth. But I don't remember ever seeing any in...
Would you call it a bag if it's made out of cloth?
Yeah, they call it a...
They call them, they bulk things by the sack. You
did hear?
Sacks of
yeah, when you went to the store, you go, I want a... Well, you had a big family and way back yonder, you know. When you went to the store, you'd buy a 100-pound sack of rice at a time. You'd say to the merchant, give me a bag of rice and
sack of rice.
A barrel of flour or whatever. That's the way they bought. Then, you know, it didn't cost nothing much, and you didn't have to go to the store so often. And it was all plain. There was nothing with all this junk and treated like you got it now, you know, to save women work, which is nice. But your flour and stuff won't keep now. It won't keep no time. But back then, it a barrel of flour would keep all the summer because it was plain flour, see. There wasn't a thing in it but the flour. You had to add your salt and your baking powder.
Your yeast is what it ruins now
stuff.
In your certain wells.
What about if you taking, say, corn to the mill to have them grind it into either cornmeal or to grits? Did you have a term for the quantity that you take at one time? So I'm going to take something of corn.
Not especially.
Usually a bushel is what they would, I think. Ordinarily you would take a bushel of corn. You'd say, well, let's take a bushel of corn to the mill. Mm-hmm. And have it ground.